With the Civil War reenactment at the Droop Mountain Battlefield State Park coming up this Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th, we asked James Bostic, the captain of Brian's Battery, which is the nonprofit group organizing this event, to tell us about this educational and fun family event.
At about 10 a.m. on Friday, November 6, 1863, blue-jacketed soldiers advanced up the northern slope of Droop Mountain in southern Pocahontas County, and the sharp crack of Springfield muskets broke the quiet morning. The soldiers, part of Union General William W. Averill's army, were firing at gray-clad soldiers atop the mountain. General John Eckel's Confederate army of about 1,100 men had just arrived an hour earlier, joining 600 Confederate soldiers who had been sparring with Averill's soldiers for about a week. Averill quickly pulled his men back and instead bombarded the Confederates on the mountain. The sounds of the cannons reverberated off the mountains throughout the area. It was the opening action of the Battle of Droop Mountain. About 150 years later, on Saturday, October 13th, and Sunday, October 14th, the sounds of muskets and cannons will once again echo off those same mountains as modern-day Civil War reenactors, some wearing blue, some gray, will once again gather at the scene of that battle atop Droop Mountain Battlefield State Park. These living historians, some from places as far away as Pennsylvania and South Carolina, will honor those original soldiers and share their knowledge of that long-ago war with everyone who would step back in history to see the battle reenacted. My name's James Bostic. I'm the captain of Brian's Battery, a Civil War artillery reenactment battery. We're also a nonprofit corporation based right here in Hillsboro and are the organizers of this reenactment. And I'd like to invite you to come and bring your family to Droop Mountain Battlefield State Park on Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend. The Civil War encampments will be open to the public at 10 a.m. each day, and yes, those soldiers do sleep in those camps. The reenactors will be happy to answer your questions about the camps, the Civil War, the battle, and how the common soldiers of that war lived and fought. There will also be female reenactors wearing Civil War-era dresses to tell you about how the ladies dressed and survived at home while their men went off to war. At about 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, the muskets will bark and the cannons will boom as we present for your entertainment the skirmish at Mill Point, where the two sides clashed November 1st, 1863. It will last for about an hour, but the day's action does not stop there. On Saturday evening from 7 to 9:30, the band Sugar Run will perform at a military ball, and you're invited to come, watch, and join the soldiers in dance. At 10 p.m., the cannons will do a night fire demonstration, and if you've never seen a cannon fired at night, you're in for a treat as fire shoots out 15 to 20 feet at least from some of the muzzles. On Sunday, the main event, the Battle of Droop Mountain, will occur at 1:30 p.m., so come on out, bring your kids, and enjoy an educational and fun weekend at Droop Mountain Battlefield State Park this Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th. I'm Captain James Bostic, and on behalf of Brian's Battery, we encourage you to come and join us. We look forward to seeing you.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.